The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. What's going on, you guys? We're back with another episode of Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. Now, before we get into the message, you guys, I want to make sure that you have subscribed to this channel. Share it with somebody that needs some inspiration today. We're going to change the world, but I'm not going to change the world by myself. I need your help, okay? Iron sharpens iron. I need all of you to level up. I need all of you to take these messages and ingrain them into the way you think, into the way you live your life, and pass them on to other people. Look, you guys, we're going through a massive shift in the United States of America and like in the modern world, like these developed countries, like people are starting to understand this stuff. They're starting to understand the importance of mindset. They're starting to become aware of these things that, you know, coaches and speakers have shared more recently on social media. And they're starting to understand that this is how you really become successful in life. Okay. It's your mindset, it's your habits, the skills you develop, your relationships, and most importantly, why you do what you do. That's what I want to cover in this episode. I want to uncover your purpose, and I want to help you to understand what motivates you, what drives you, and why do you want to achieve the things that you say you want to achieve in life. Like right now, before we get into this, I just want you to think about what a perfect life, an ideal life, the life that you're being called to create would look like in 5 or 10 years. Go ahead and just do a brain dump onto paper. Write down some words. What are the things that stand out most to you? Okay. Is it a new career? Is it a new relationship? Is it money? Is it like, you know, tangible success like cars and houses? What do you want? What would that perfect life look like for you in 10 years? Is it children? Like, are you traveling? Are you living abroad? Do you have multiple homes? Just do a brain dump real quick. Pause this episode and write down exactly what you want to experience and live. Like, what do you want your life to look like? Okay. Now, when you're done with that, I have a really important question for you. Why do you want that life? Why do you want that life? Okay. And when you get that first answer, whatever it is, ask yourself again, why does that matter? Like, why does that even matter? Whatever that initial response or thought or feeling you had, ask yourself, why does that matter? And continue to peel back the layers and ask yourself, why? We got to get to the core reason behind why you want to achieve those things. Like that motivation deep down inside of you, in your soul, what is it? Typically, your why derives from pain. It derives from life experience. It derives from loss. It derives from struggle. One of the things that I hear a lot of guys say when I ask them what their why is, what's their purpose, what drives you? My wife and kids. And then I look at them and they have a fat belly and they're walking around all disgruntled all the time. They're working a job they hate. They're not happy. In their bank account, they're broke. You guys, check it out. If that's your response, shame on you, motherfucker. You're lying. You think it's your wife and kids. You think that's a good response, but that's not really your why. Otherwise, your life would look way different. You wouldn't let that fat belly hang over your belt line like that. You'd be shredded, right? You wouldn't be broke. You wouldn't be working a job you hate, just scraping by every day, right? You would have found something inside of you that could compel you to go bigger. Right? You would have found something inside of you that would have inspired you to live a greater life. Chances are you don't even know what your why is. That's why you settled for mediocre results. Now, I don't point out your fat belly or your bank account or any of this stuff because I want to be mean to you. If it triggered you, it did for a reason, because I'm triggering that truth inside of you. Okay? We all want to take care of our family. I want to be the best dad that's ever lived on the fucking face of this earth. I want to be the best husband my wife could have ever had. Okay, but my why derives from all the pain that I endured growing up, seeing my mom overdosing dead on the floor, losing my dad to state prison and my mom to the streets, facing life in prison and having to sit in a 6x8 cell contemplating the meaning of life and fight through all that adversity. That's what drives me today, because I got a second chance. I know what it's like to think my life is over. And I sat in that cell overcome with massive regret. And my purpose became to reach as many people as possible while I'm alive to ensure that they don't die with regret, but they find their purpose and they die with peace in their heart. That's what drives me every day. That type of why will get me out of bed no matter what. That type of why will motivate me to take action every day no matter what's in my path. So if you say your why is your wife and kids, but you're hitting snooze, You're missing the gym. You're eating shitty food when you said you were going to start a diet, right? You tried 75 hard, 75 fucking times and failed. Like, dude, that's not your why. You would not go back on your word. You would not break promises. You would not continue in this pattern if your why was so powerful. When you looked at your wife and kids, if their faces were so powerful, it would compel you to never make another excuse again. But it's not enough for you. You have to dig deeper. I know you want to be the best man. I know you want to be that person that your wife and kids need. But what did you go through early on in your life that scarred you, that led to insecurity? What were the things that happened to you that caused pain? You see, pain is the greatest motivator in life. And if we can extract that pain and get clear on what those memories were, I can help you tap into a source of inspiration and motivation that will change your life forever. But too many people run from their problems. Too many people suppress that pain. Too many people feel ashamed of what they've been through. So they hide it. They numb it. They bury it. Meanwhile, you don't realize you're sitting on a reservoir of gold. That emotion can be channeled into positive action that can change your life forever. But you're hiding it. You're scared of it. You're embarrassed by it. So I want to ask you this. Right now, as I'm speaking, what are five profound memories that stand out about your childhood and as you were growing up that you will never forget? What are the five things that stand out the most to you? Chances are somewhere intertwined in those memories is the beginning stages of a why that will change your life. A why so profound, so intense, so powerful that you can use it to channel, you know, that emotion, that energy into the right actions every day that are going to change your life. Like when you find a why that is so big, you'll always find a how and nothing will ever stop you. You have to recognize that. But too many people are just coasting through life. They're not thinking on a deep enough level and they're not tapped in a way that's going to get them to take massive action. So you guys, whatever those five things are that you just thought about and wrote down, I want you to reflect on them. I want you to think back on the stuff that you've been through growing up. Some of the stuff might not be super intense. It might just be that during school, you didn't have a lot of friends, or maybe you were bullied a little bit, or maybe your parents got divorced, or you know, maybe you struggled after high school to find your first girlfriend. Like, it might seem trivial, but it's important that you recognize it. Like, this is your truth. And in that truth, you can derive meaning and purpose that's going to compel you to live your life differently. The guy that goes through life is not really connected to why he's doing what he's doing or where he's going. That guy doesn't get anywhere. That guy gets sidetracked. That guy makes excuses. That guy procrastinates because he doesn't have that clarity as to where he's going and why he wants to get there. That's a challenge for all of you. All of you men, all of you high achievers, all of you who say you want to achieve peak performance, where are you going and why do you need to get there? Like, not why do you want to get there? Why do you need to get there? Right? I have to do what I do every day. It's in my DNA, man. This is who I am. This isn't something I have to think about, something I have to fabricate. This is the way that I would live every single day, no matter what. If there was no social media, if I was the last person on the face of the earth, I'd still do this shit. I'd still think this way. Like, it's become who I am through massive repetition every single day. So I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, you guys. If you don't know your why, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get sidetracked. You're going to let people talk you out of your actions. You're going to be self-conscious. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to procrastinate. You're not going to get to where you want to go in life. When you have a powerful why and a big enough why, it's going to overcome anything in your path, and you're always going to find a how to achieve my goals, how to level up, how to grow, how to overcome this obstacle. Nothing will stop you. What do you want? Why do you want it? Let's fucking go.